Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me is one of my good buddies out there on the BASS trail, and that's Randy Holland. Randy, I guess the first thing we need to talk about is inaugural victory at the E50. Number one was your first victory on the BASS tour. But the other thing on top of that, when you have the E50s going on, you have to be a pretty proud guy right now.
Man, Terry, it's just hard to believe. It's just finally happened. The Lord finally saw fit to let me win one of these doggone Bassmaster tournaments. I'm tickled to death.
Well, you know, it sounds like, you know, you haven't had that much success, but you've had tons of it. Just getting that initial victory was really kind of the thing that was fleeting for you. You know, you've been to the Bassmaster Classic numerous times, and one of those guys that when you see your name in the top 10, you know you're going to be a guy to be reckoned with.
Well, listen, I appreciate that. I worked real hard at it. I had won a Bassmaster, you know, in 11 years that I've been on the tour, but I won an FLW in 98. And I had just about forgot what that feeling felt like. And this year I've been wondering a lot about why I hadn't won a tournament yet. And I finally just learned to be thankful this year for what I had and what I had done and just kept working hard at it. And then, man, it snuck right up on me.
Well, when it happened at a grand time with the E50s. You know, that's a great trail that Bass and JM and Associates and ESPN has put on. And it really, I think, is really kind of a new pinnacle that we're looking at in the sport. You have to be just absolutely ecstatic with being the first winner.
Yeah, it's great. I tell you what, I really have to thank Jerry McInnes and the whole group at JM Associates and Bass and people that had the vision behind making this E50, because fishing these events, having them afternoon and nighttime weigh-ins and having a lot better spectator friendly atmosphere. It just, man, it was great. We had a 7,500 people crowd there at the night that I won the tournament, and it was just awesome. It's just hard to believe, and I'm just so thankful that I'm able to win the first one. It's just great.
Well, you know, it takes a lot to get in the E50s. You know, you're one of the very few guys that get in that. Only 50 anglers get to participate. And it's got to be neat to just to make it, but then to win the first one has to be special for you.
Yeah, I'm thankful. The last 3 years over the average of points, that's how I've got in, and I was like 10th place in points after for the last 3 years running. And just being in it was an honor, and then knowing that we're guaranteed, the last place man is guaranteed $21,000 at the end of the four events, and then the first place man is gets $150,000 in the points. So I knew when I started and qualified, I was already guaranteed money with no entry fee, and that's never happened before in bass history, in any bass fishing history. And I know I was part of history just being in it, and then to win the first one, man, that's just icing on the cake.
Well, you know, you talk about the Bassmaster Classic victory, you know, and how much that means to people, but I got to think down the line a little bit in history. The E50, winning that first one, you're going to have your name marked in a piece of marble somewhere, no doubt about it.
Man, it's funny. I mean, people keep telling me that kind of stuff, and it just probably hadn't really sunk in yet. And I just know that I'm a big, you know, I've got a lot of passion for the sport of bass fishing, and it's, you know, it's all I've ever done, all I've ever dreamed about. And winning a bass title, it's always eluded me. Real, you know, I've been close so many times, but the Lord knows when you need what you need, and he gave it to me when he thought I needed it, I guess, when I could handle it, and which one that was going to be probably the best one for me to win. And, you know, he's orchestrated it all, and it's just really turning out great. I'm anxious to see what the future holds ahead.
Well, it's kind of neat, you know. You think about a career in bass fishing, and a lot of people think of glitz and glamour, but they don't really know about the school of hard knocks. And as an angler, you know, it's not all about how much money you make. It's really about going out there and competing against the environment a little bit. But it's also the camaraderie and a lot of things that go on with it. But boy, when you get that victory, that first win, you really get to feel just how good it can feel, don't you?
Yeah, I really feel. Yeah, it's hard to explain, and I know I've been at so many of the tournaments this year and over the last several years, and watching a lot of my friends win tournaments, and I just, you know, every time I see somebody win, I get emotional at a weigh-in. You know, when I watched Kelly Jordan win the tournament at Santee and watched Denny Brower win at Eufaula, every time I watch somebody win a tournament, whether it's in person or on Bassmaster television, I still get emotional, just like I got emotional on stage when I won. And that's just the passion that burns inside of me for bass fishing and competitive bass fishing. And it's so awesome to win it and feel it for yourself. I mean, I stood there on stage that night when I was announced the winner and held those two fish up and walked the stage. And as that crowd roared and the fireworks went off overhead, it was just like I was standing still in time for about 2 or 3 minutes there. And it was just an amazing feeling that I'm going to be longing for every tournament now.
Well, you know, the thing that I think is really unique, you know, of course, the format is so unique with the E50s. You know, the top 12 guys fish for the, and they fish holes, you know, and you go out and you fish each individual spot. And, you know, you've been fishing all over the lake for the majority of the tournament, and then you come into these holes, and it makes it a little bit tougher, I would think.
Yeah, it does, and I've never been in a course situation. I've missed the cuts on every Mega Bucks finals they've ever had, and I've always been close. And this time, when I made this cut, I was so excited, first of all, to just make the cut on the first E50 and to be able to be a part of that. And I didn't even really think much about winning it because it's so long. I've fished tournaments and not won, and you almost unfortunately get to the point that you're just having fun. You're not even thinking about winning sometimes. And this time when I got in that course, it hit me that, you know, this is the most even, fair, and square deal there's ever been in fishing right here. We've got all great fishermen, and everybody's doing well, and, you know, but we're all equal when we get in this course. Nobody had pre-fished the course or had even seen the course. So we all had to go out and ride a circle through the course and just follow each other around through a circle, couldn't stop and idle around and just look at it. Then start the tournament, and that's the way I started feeling that gut instinct that I'd be riding through the course, and I'd look over and I'd see a bank of grass, and I'd see a little stretch of rock, and every time I look over, I could just see myself catching a fish there. And man, I started getting that confidence welling up inside as I rode through that course. And then when we got out there that morning, it just all came together. That first day of the cut, man, I just had the best fishing day of my life. I mean, everything clicked, and that's the day that I really, deep inside, knew that I was going to win the tournament without, you know, coming out and saying it. And it turned out to be true.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me, Randy, and since the victory, just how popular Randy Howell is. You know, you and I've been friends for a lot of years, and I always thought, you know, hey, this guy is just a class act and everything else. But as you read the publications, as you read the internet, as you're out there on the sites to kind of digging around a little bit, man, everybody's just congratulating Randy Howell, and they're just so happy for you too. You know, it's a big fan base out there following Randy Howell.
Yeah, that man. I know, and it's so humbling to feel that. You know, and I feel emotion inside just hearing you say that. You know, because I'm so humble and so honored that people would admire me and look up to me or want to, you know, emulate anything that I do. And I'm just thankful. That's why I want to be the best representative of our sport and just of a person, as a Christian, that I can be. And it just overwhelms me. I've been this morning going through emails and just hundreds of emails of people that some I know and some I can remember and some that I unfortunately can't even remember who they are from years back. But everybody has seen this win and is sending me congratulations and phone calls left and right. And it's almost feels as if though I won the classic, you know, and I'm just thinking, man, this is, if it gets any better than this, winning a classic or end of the year, man, I don't know what I'm going to do if I ever do it.
Well, you know, I look back, Randy, at your career and you know, as you progress in this thing, you know, you're a young man yet, and as you go out here, this first E50 victory just kind of knocks the ice off the cake, you know, I mean, icing off the cake. Now, all of a sudden, now you got to go back and win another one, you know, get that first one under your belt.
That's right. It really does. It kind of gets that, like everybody keeps saying, it gets the monkey off my back, so to speak, as the saying goes, and it's going to help me now to focus more on winning, I think, because I've, for so many years here, I've always wondered, am I not fishing the right way to win tournaments, or am I trained to fish consistently, or am I not trained to fish to win? I don't really know what it means to win because I hadn't won enough, and all I could do is do my best in every event and fish hard and prepare right and make sure I retie my lines, make sure nothing can go wrong that I can prevent from going wrong, and just put it in the Lord's hands. And I finally have learned to do that this year, and just be thankful for what I have and thankful for my sponsors and Triton and Mercury and all my good folks that are behind me, and just try to make them proud whether I'm winning or not. And I knew it would come around, and it finally has. And I'm hoping that it's just the tip of the iceberg. I'd love to go out here and make all four of these cuts and win these points and get the $150,000 for it. It would just be great to do that.
Well, I tell you what, Randy, I got all the confidence in the world that you're going to be right there amongst the top. And as an angler and as a great friend, I just want to congratulate you on a great victory on the E50 trail. And we're going to keep in contact. You know that. You and I talk all the time, but we're going to talk again on Bass Fan Radio. And I appreciate you being with us.
Well, it's good to be there, and make sure you folks check out randyhowell.com and read my testimony and some of my quotes and stuff, things like that on there. And y'all keep up with me and keep on clicking on BassFan.com, and you can keep up with what's going on in the fishing world.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.